I'm Jody Weitz, results and success coach, and these podcasts teach you how to make significant changes to live your dreams, make a positive impact on the world, and drop your regrets. It's time for you to get spectacular. Welcome back to Your Spectacular Life. I'm Jody Weitz, your professional coach, making sure that your work and life are nothing less than spectacular. I'm here with Ron Sowers. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Jody. Thank
All
you.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you something about Ron. Ron Sowers is a strength coach, podcast host of Don't Mind Me, I Just Have ADHD, and a fierce mental health advocate, helping adults, especially men over 40, who are navigating ADHD, depression, addiction, and social isolation to reclaim their voice and reconnect with purpose. After decades of masking burnout and reevaluating his approach through self-acceptance, he's transformed his lived experience and professional training into a transformative coaching program rooted in mindfulness-based strengths practice, pro-social behavior, and what he calls fierce kindness. Wow, that sounds great. I mean, it's got a little bit of everything, but the kindness is lovely. Now, Ron, when did you realize in your life that you had ADHD?
Yeah, it was a journey to find that. It was when I was about to get fired from my job. There was people in my life telling me that I need to slow down and, you know, all over the place. And I just didn't think that they knew what they were talking about. And they didn't understand that I needed to make up for lost time or whatever I was telling myself at the time. And, you know, it got to the point where I was getting pulled into the office for damaging company property and hurting myself. And, you know, I just got out of fear. I was like, you know what? Maybe it's time I talk to my primary care about maybe I got ADHD. And, you know, so I told her, I was like, hey, I'm scared. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job. I don't know how to slow down. I've tried everything. Do you have any recommendations? And she kind of didn't really know what to prescribe. She was like, maybe you got anxiety. And I was like, well, maybe I have ADHD. And she gave me a list of psychologists and therapists to look. And, you know, I went down that list and I was able to find my therapist that I'm working with today, because that was like, in that time, it was just, I need to find this guy yesterday, because like I need to be fixed. Like my lifeline is you know, on the line. And he was, you know, but I finally was able to talk to him. And, you know, one of the first things that he said to me was like, I know it feels like it's a weakness right now, but we can actually turn that into a strength.
And boy, that's great.
Yeah, I was just like, I didn't really understand how that was going to work, but, you know, I liked what he said about it, and I was curious as to like how that was going to happen, because I was just about getting it fixed at that point. Like, dude, that was the reason why I was more motivated to do everything that he asked me to do. You know, which was like, one of the first things he suggested that I do is drive to work like I'm taking the long route.
Yeah.
You know, and so I literally took that to the next level, and I went the long way to work. So I had to even wake up,
Good.
drive, even get leave from work even earlier, which like really helped me, because some days was rough because I live out in the country, and how people just drive slow, period, but like especially out here. So that was a challenge to get over with, to overcome. Not that I'm not like I'm perfect with slow drivers nowadays, but sometimes I am one of the slow drivers.
Yeah, and you know what? It almost like what a great recommendation, because you start your day, you know it's going to take longer, and you start embodying that. You know, you start getting that in your mind and your body to calm down. It's going to take a little while, and maybe that's something you can tell yourself right off the bat before you even do anything. So, you know, that's great. Now, you said to your doctor when you said, you know, I think I something's going on, they said anxiety. Why did you suspect ADHD?
Yeah, because I had people in my network that were like talking to me about like the potential of having that, and other people I knew have it. I started to do a little bit of research on my own, so I kind of had a feeling that it was that, and I don't know if it was like deep down. But I actually had been diagnosed with ADHD when I was in like I think 5th grade or something around there, and I don't recall exactly what happened, but my mom was telling me that the doctor was recommending that I get on Ritalin, and my
That's what they
dad was
do.
like, no. That's not for my son, and we didn't get a second opinion on it. So that was like the end of the discussion for the rest of, my life, pretty much. So it was that I believe that there was something in there from that time, even though I didn't know that they wanted to put me on Ritalin. I was never part of that conversation.
Now, you know, when you're in grade school, even without ADHD, it's really difficult for mostly boys to sit still. You know, get instruction, and you know, it is a challenge. Was it that way for you as well?
It was I was one of those kids early on that was, jumping around and, running around, and it's like, I was listening to this thing, it was like they talk about daydreaming. Is I would always daydream in class, doodle, and very creative, and it's like that's not so like they don't like you daydreaming in
They
school.
don't,
But the thing is, the most amazing rich people, successful people, are imaginative, and they daydream. They daydream about their goals, and so it's like I believe that a lot of these schools are suppressing that, ability. One of the times that really stood out, and I don't even remember it. My mom had to tell me, it was like I stood up on the desk when I was in like 2nd grade, and I was trying to make friends and trying to be funny, and the teacher didn't see it that way, and she put me in the front of the class. I think she berated me. She didn't even actually tell my mom about it. I ended up telling my mom about it and telling her, after that I wish I was invisible.
Oh
So
no,
after
shoot.
that, like growing up in school, I remember, hiding out in the bathrooms. I had difficulty
Oh
making friends. I don't
man.
think I had a lot of deep trust issues growing up
Yeah,
that.
absolutely. I mean, especially you hear from a teacher who you're supposed to respect, look up to, go
Yeah.
ahead and berate you like that. That was really wrong of her to do that. Now, you go through your life, you got the help you need. What made you really want to turn that into helping other people, men over 40 especially, and coach them into handling their ADHD? What went off in your mind to say, I can do this, I want to do this?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I just want to touch on that teacher. Like, she
Yeah,
was just
go
doing the
back.
best that she could. It wasn't the right thing to do, and I'm not condoning it, but like at the same time, like I get it. There's not a lot of support for teachers, so.
And probably back then, not a lot of awareness for
Yeah.
ADHD and how to handle that. Thank you for saying that. There, you are coming through with your fierce kindness. You just showed us that right in that moment. Thank you.
Yeah, it's not about blaming people. It's just about awareness of the potential trauma that had happened. 'Cause the only way that I can heal from that is to like explore it and admit that it happened, but also understand that, other people were go through their own trauma, and like you said. But
They do.
what really like taught, like was the pivotal point for me was like, I'm an introvert. So, like going out and talking to people that I just met is not something that I originally, naturally think that is something that I need to do. I'd rather not do that. There's a part of me that always wanted to be social, that always wanted to be funny, that always wanted to fit in. But when it comes to like actually having like deep conversations with just about anybody, that wasn't anywhere near where I wanted to go. So I ended up listening to this happiness, so along my journey of like developing my podcast and finding my business, like I heard this podcast called The Happiness Lab. And
Yes, I know about that.
it's a great one. It's one of
Oh,
my
yeah.
favorite, and she was talking about, somewhere along the lines of how being more social helps you to become more happy. And so I was like dealing with a lot of depression at that time, and I thought, hey, maybe that there's something there. I want to try this out. So I started going out to events and starting little and talking to people about deeper issues. It wasn't just about talking to people, it was about going deep quickly. Like, I actually went to this one event in it was this Pittsburgh Comic Con and or Pit Con, and like I was scared going up there, and I was listening to one of her episodes, her podcast, and like it was talking about this idea that if you like people don't know what you're gonna say. So if you think you said something wrong, people don't know that. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna go out there, because I went out there to be more social, and I gave myself like a little goal, like not so like I'm gonna talk to every single person in this event, but I also had the idea of like maybe talking to some celebrities to get them on my podcast.
Wow, great.
Because I had just started, and because like Danny Glover was actually there, and so I actually met Danny Glover and was able to have a conversation with him. Like he's it was an amazing experience. Like I ended up coming out of that by talking to, and I was talking to people about mental health. I was like, do you want to have a conversation about mental health? Which is probably the last thing people want to talk about when they go to an event like that.
Well,
So it
but
was
yeah.
when I finally got done there, I like talked to so many people, and but my like social battery was burnt, but I still felt so empowered. And from that experience, I was like, maybe I could coach this, because like my depression was like pretty much like non-existent for every time that I went out, you know, and I didn't just stop there. I just started to really test the boundaries of like, okay, who can I, like, where's the boundaries of who I can talk to? And honestly, there's not really that many like that I've found. So I felt like I can really like empower these people, you know, and give them the same sense, because like they're probably like me. They're sitting at a party. They don't want to be there because they don't want to talk to people because they don't know how. Like I can show you how. Like it's really and in an easy way. Like well, it's not, I wouldn't say necessarily easy, but it's not a lot of like, it's not like you got to make huge jumps. I can meet you where you're at, type thing.
And what a gift that you use that experience to really help others and are helping others now. And you did it like one person at a time, you know. It's like, let's go to the next one, let's go to the next one. And that really helped. What do you feel at this point in your life? What are your challenges, either mental health, ADHD? What are you working on?
What I'm working on now is more, you know, getting to that next level of understanding, like how to get, you know, my offer out to more people. You know, how to navigate that in a way that benefits me, but also I get it to the right people. I would say my biggest challenge on an emotional level is just continuing to be okay with whatever comes up. You know, and not try to change that. But that's still always going to be like necessarily a worry, you know, because like sometimes I'll be anxious, you know, and I feel like, oh, well, I had all day yesterday and I wasn't anxious at all and I should be better with it, or, you know, but it was like, no, it was just that day. Like you're feeling anxious because let's explore that. You know, it's not about not feeling these emotions anymore for me. It's about celebrating those emotions and being able to understand what those emotions are telling me.
And you know, Ron, everyone, whether you have any mental illness, ADHD, just a regular Joe, has challenges with accepting who they are and what they're feeling. And so you're not different than anyone else. We all need to accept who we are, what we've been through, our experiences, and where that's gotten us to this point today. So, you know, it's about that. A little compassion and kindness towards ourself goes a long way. Now, I want you to talk a little bit about your mindfulness-based strength practice. What is that?
Yeah, it's a good question, and part of it is, so it's this process, this program that I've learned. It takes mindfulness and strength, character strengths, and combines them into one practice that you can use on a daily basis. So basically, like you have mindfulness, and that's being aware of, you know, how you're feeling or what your body's going through, or connecting back to your body, or what's going on in your head. And like with the character strengths, it's understanding that we all have these 24 character strengths. So that's forgiveness, kindness, creativity, love of learning, you know, critical thinking. All those things that, you know, we don't really look at as strengths, Or we tend to see them as like, oh, we don't really want to talk about that because that's like bragging, that's egotistical. But it's actually one of the best places to come from healing and getting better is to focus on your strengths, but in a mindful way. Like, am I like leadership? Like, am I leading in a way that's like empathetic and team-based, and like people can come to me and I'm just facilitating what needs to be done instead of demanding people to like come in and you need to do this and I need to watch you do that and I need to be here.
Micromanaging
Yeah,
versus
they're showing
allowing that
leadership, but
person.
they're overusing that
Oh,
strength,
yeah, for sure.
and it's not necessarily be from, a place of like intention. They just don't know any different. So it's about like understanding your own strengths and focusing on those, like, and then using your character strengths with mindfulness. So like if you're exploring your emotions, you're using curiosity, in a non-judgmental way. So you're observing yourself as if you're from another, like as if you're another person. Like those thoughts aren't your own. They're showing up, or maybe where do you think that's coming from? Or why did I think that? Instead of like you shouldn't be doing that, or like we need to be positive right now. Like this isn't okay to feel this way. So it's about, doing that and starting to recognize in yourself those character strengths. And then you can start to spot those character strengths in other people. And when you start to do that, your relationships get better because you're starting to understand, like, even though that leader who's bossy, like you can still see that they have the character strength of leadership, and they just maybe need to, apply some mindfulness to that.
Boy, that's really great, 'cause you're not only recognizing your own character strengths, but it allows you to see what others have, and right away you're grateful. You may say, yes, this leader is maybe very detail oriented, but maybe what I need is is less micromanaging, as we said before. You recognize that you may lead with that when you have a conversation. You're great, you're detail oriented, and this is what I need. So I like that. And what would you say is your biggest character strength?
I would say, I don't know. It's probably more honesty. I really value honesty, especially I can tell when I'm not honest. But it's right up there is like creativity and love of learning. So when those two are together, working, like my brain lights up. And that's how you can tell when you have your signature strength, is what they call them. You have like five signature strengths. Those are the ones that are very easily accessible. A lot of people generally see that in you as your strengths. So it really defines who you are as a character. So it's like if, and with self-advocacy and that communication, like that's why I feel it's so important to be able to talk to anybody so you can start, especially about those difficult issues, so you can have that conversation with that manager, that poor manager we're
Believe
throwing
me,
under the bus.
we've had lots of managers in our life. We've had great leaders, and we've had leaders that, again, doesn't work for our style. And that's where the advocacy comes in, is I will work much better if you're advocating your own needs as a worker, and I'll be more efficient and et cetera.
Yeah, and even calling out like I I love the prudence that you have. That's a major character strength, you
Thank
know,
you.
and and then going into like, but like how I feel when this happens, you know,
Yeah.
is if you could help me by working on that, we could be so much more productive. So it's calling out what needs to be done, but
Yeah.
like starting with the character strength in a positive way, and then using this, you know, me, like this is me, this is how I'm interpreting it, and then going into it like saying, hey, we can work together.
Yeah.
So it's creating this situation that normally would have created more divide, more silence, less communication. You create more an opportunity for communication and teamwork.
Well rephrased. Thank you, Ron. What it does is it's completely, you do not blame. You take all the responsibility, saying these are my needs, this is just how I work better, and I know we'll work better as a team later on because we've all been blamed and we've all blamed. That doesn't work. That just freezes the relationship right at that point.
Yeah,
So,
because we don't know how, you know, each of our brains work and
sure.
interpret it, or how, what we're feeling in
Yeah.
general, like until we can, are able to communicate that. Like, you know, I was doing this mental health committee, and a lot of the managers on there were talking about, the higher level managers were talking about, you know, that they had trouble understanding what their romantic partner was feeling in the moment. So, you know, if you can imagine, like you don't even know the person that you live with, how they feel until they
Yeah.
say something. Like,
Or you
imagine how
ask.
much more it is when you with people that you work with, and how that can
Yeah.
affect things.
And using your superpower of curiosity, you ask them, I'm sensing something. Can you tell me what's going on? Or how you're feeling. I'd really
Yeah.
like to know. And you listen. You don't defend. Again, no blaming, no nothing. You just listen. So your creativity superpower, what do you like to do that's creative? What's your passion?
I like to create you know, new stuff, like, you know, it'd be a book, or, you know, you know, I'm actually kind of working on, yeah, a children's book right now,
Nice.
and a couple of different other books, and, you know, I like to do music, and definitely create these programs to help people in creative ways to get that message out. You know, it's you know, there's so many different formats that are out there, and when I'm busy, you know, learning how to do this, and then apply it in this different way, it's that's when I feel like I'm really on fire, and like I'm doing what I was made to do.
Great. That's great. Now, you talk about busyness. Tell me in your experience what you've seen, what ADHD is, what are the characteristics, and how to recognize that in comparison to just okay, I'm overstressed, I'm overworked, and I've got to keep going. That may be part of it, but how do you know you may have something that crosses over a line?
Like, if I'm being almost to the point of burnout type
Well,
thing.
burnout, or I think I may have ADHD versus just being overstressed and pushing myself.
Oh, so if somebody's curious about, you know, if they
Yeah,
got it.
like, oh, I'm pushing myself all the time, or it's just a natural state. How would you answer that?
I mean, it really just depends on the person, you know, because it shows up in different ways. But if you have the more hyperactive manifestation or symptoms of ADHD, You, for me, it was, the inability to slow down, maybe you like are interrupting people often because you don't want to forget what you're saying. You could, it's like you don't feel like you've earned a time to relax. That could be very difficult. Maybe if you can't sit down and read, or if mindfulness is like very challenging for you to sit in silence, like that, those are like, if you have a lot of those, and maybe with depression as well because of the shame, because you can't measure up, those are the things like, that could mean that you have ADHD. It's just something that you want to be able to check out.
Yeah,
But a
those.
lot of it
Yeah.
is like combined. So I'm combined, like sometimes it's not always like I'm on 100%. Some days I can relax, even when before I was seeing my therapist. So it could be, fidgeting, like, or like something's always, and it could cross over into different things. So trying to give is like, if you check off most of those boxes, you want to take a deeper look at that, because there are people, and especially in today's society, it's like, if you aren't working every single day, pretty much, like, you are not doing enough. You're wasting
Oh
time. You're
yeah.
lazy. You're not productive.
Ugh.
And that's not true. It's like a lot of the things where I catch myself, because I get caught up in it, and sometimes it comes from whatever, like shame, or something happened, and I need to work to make it better, because like that's gonna make things better somehow. But I notice like how I'm breathing, or I try to do my best at like saying, okay, am I rushing here? What's the rush? I often ask myself, what's the rush? What do you need to do that's so important? Where's the fire?
I like that. Yeah, that's great. We are in that type of environment where, right, we want to be productive. We want to get recognized for that productivity and doing a great job working, 50 plus hours, 60 hours a week. And that balance is going to throw you off. There's no balance. And to establish an internal dialogue, like, I love am I breathing? Am I rushing? What am I rushing for? Your mindfulness is getting you going with questions. And that will allow you to take a more honest look at what you're doing, and you have a choice of slowing down or keep it going. Maybe you're running against a deadline.
Yeah, it's that pause, that momentary pause that is so powerful. And that's where I've found like the most peace, the most strength is in that pause, and that ability to just create space for myself to be able to think, to be able to just put my head above water and breathe for a moment, and understand and look around and be like, really? Because a lot of times it's like, okay, you hit those milestones, and you get those that productivity, and it's never enough for both parties. So you kind of set yourself up into this trap, and like, oh, now I've got to perform at that level all the time, and then you're masking on top of it, like you're trying to pretend that you fit in, or you're trying to. So there's all this energy that comes with trying to fit in, because you're not being natural. So you're doing all that plus what a normal person has to do, maybe even more. You wonder why you get burnt out, because you're literally burning the candle at both ends. And you end up getting fired or written
Well,
up. Because but yet you did all this. They
Right, you
companies
know.
only see what you just did for them. They don't hold anything in memory or, and I've learned that, it's nothing personal, it's just the way it is.
And your happiness levels are gonna go way down because you're always chasing this outside validation and acceptance. And you're always trying to be liked and to do the right thing and to cross everything off that to-do list. And that is just going to make you exhausted, again, burned out. You're not going to have any creativity to do fun stuff like music or have any time for self-care. And we all need all of those things in order to just enjoy being who we are and enjoy our relationships.
Yeah, definitely. And I appreciate your love and kindness and thoughtfulness in that response.
Yeah, thank you. That kindness back at you.
It's a never-ending pool of power.
I know, and it feels so good, right? I think it's the way we should be if you look at a spiritual sense. Be kind to one another. Yeah. So, Ron, how can people get in touch with you if they want to have a conversation, be coached on a lot of these great things that you're saying?
I appreciate that. First, let me say thank you. It's been a privilege to share this space with you. If you'd like to continue this journey, I invite you to my world and through my podcast. Don't mind me, I just have ADHD. It's where I explore not just the struggles, but the hidden strengths and untapped potential that come with a different kind of brain in the workplace. And for those who appreciate powerful tools, I've curated a self-discovery journal. It's the e-version. It's a complimentary resource. It's a gift for your guest. You can access that at youradhdguy.com. It's not just a journal, but a mirror, a way to clarify your vision, reset your compass, and reconnect with who you truly are.
Wow. Okay. So your ADHDguy.com,
Yes.
right? What a great gift. And how generous of you to offer that as well as your time. I want to thank you so much, Ron, for being on here and talking to our listeners about your world.
Yeah, I appreciate your kind words and gratitude, and it's been an honor and a true privilege.
Great. Well, thank you, and you take care.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right, great. I'm so grateful that you've listened to the end of this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review it, and share it with your friends. I love teaching insights so that you can have a more impactful and meaningful life. It's my mission to build a thriving community of happy, fulfilled people. Want more? Visit my website at yourspectacularlife.com.